Warriors making their 8th consecutive Christmas Day appearance while taking on the Bucks in Milwaukee. And this is the second game of the new season, a matinee matchup, and Stephen Curry leading the Warriors with 19 points and 6 assists on the afternoon.
Now, this is just a great move. Look, see, Curry goes down in there. Now watch as he surveys as he comes up here. I'm going to blow right by. Nope. How about that fake?
James Wiseman becoming the 4th youngest NBA player to appear in a game on Christmas Day while delivering 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks.
Wiseman, another 3. That one's good. He's got 12 points and he's knocked down 2 triples.
Andrew Wiggins added 12 points to the effort as Jordan Poole and Brad Wanamaker both scored 11 points off the bench, yet the Warriors fall 138-99 the final.
We'll see if Wiseman, at age 19, will continue to have as much impact as he's had early on when Draymond Green returns to the lineup, which is expected here, either against Chicago on the 27th or at Detroit on the 29th. The Warriors are 0-2. The Bucks get their first win of the season, blowing out the Warriors 138-99.
Golden State was in the game, down by 10 at the break, and a real chance, and they had multiple chances, like they did in Brooklyn, to cut the lead down to a significantly smaller margin in that first half, but came out not ready to play. They get outscored 72-43 in the second half, 10 for 45 from 3, while the Bucks were 20 for 37 from distance and had contributions all up and down the lineup. Jim, you look at what's happening to the Warriors right now. It's a long season. They got, it's a long way to go, 70 more games. But what can the Warriors do in the short term to try to get this going in the other direction?
Well, they've got to find someone that can shoot the ball a little bit better. First, I know defense has been a factor, but you can stop somebody from scoring, and they did a pretty good job. You know, they allowed 66 in the first half, but they maintained the pace and, you know, only down by 10, but it all went out the window in the third quarter. And it wasn't Antetokounmpo coming in. I'm thinking, what's Antetokounmpo going to do? But they held him in check for the most part, but the Warriors just shot the ball so poorly. And what happens when people you think are going to give contributions in the scoring area and they don't deliver? Stephen Curry has been pressed into more actions, forcing the issue. Just like game one, shooting like 33%. Tonight he's 6 of 17, 2 of 10. So on the season, he's shooting 33, 34%. And shooting in the two games, 4 of 20 from 3. So he's not his normal game. He's pressing. I don't have the solution. How do you play much, you know, better defense? As I say, Chris Middleton is a star. He comes out and scores 29, almost a triple-double in his first game against Boston. Tonight he was even better. He's 31 points and 26 minutes of action, knocking down threes, doing everything, and very consistent. They got killed on the boards, okay? The bright spot once again is Wiseman. He does these things. His instincts are so good with the little experience that he has coming in. He's learning fast. You can see he moves quickly defensively, great timing, great hands, all those kinds of things. But they've just got to get something better at both ends of the floor from everybody else. Nobody can find a shot.
No, and it's been very difficult for them to really get into any kind of a rhythm. And I'm thinking, Jim, you know, that in the minute he gets on the floor, you know, maybe the offense starts going through Wiseman a little bit more until the other guys get going.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, but it's not a bad objective to do that. It's not a bad choice, and see what they can do. He just knows how to play. His instincts are good. He moves at the right time. He sees what's happening. He's proactive in moving defensively and offensively, by the way, and he's got a nice feel about it. You've got to get more from Anthony Wiggins and Kelly Oubre Jr. Those are two players that we know can score. Andrew Wiggins has scored over 20 points a game in his career, now in his 6th year, and Oubre's improved his scoring each and every year he's been in the league to over 18 a game last year. So he's just he's yet to hit a 3-point shot, and every basket that he's made, he only made one tonight, 1 of 10. They've all been around the basket, and probably all dunks, the 4 baskets he's made this year.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of you know, there are players in the Warriors roster who I think are trying to prove they're all-around players, you know, that they can do everything,
yeah.
right? And I think sometimes, you know, for guys like Wiggins and Oubre and Poole and Pascal, maybe the solution might be, or at least a possible solution, might be say, hey, you know, get to the basket early. Get to the basket early, then start looking for your three-point shot.
I think Wiggins started doing that tonight,
yes,
which I thought
in the second half he was much better at getting the basket.
Yes, and it's very successful for him.
Yep.
You know, there are a lot of players playing, and the minute because of the way the games have been spread out with getting dominated in the second half, Steve Kerr is looking. This is what I call opportunity. And I don't know whether it's Damian Lee. I don't know whether it's Mulder or whether it's Jordan Poole. Is it Kent Bazemore? There's opportunity for some minutes, backup minutes, behind Wiggins and Oubre Jr. And this is where, you know what? This is if you're an NBA player. Or if you want to be an NBA player, you get an opportunity. Right now, these games are opportunity for those players who are, you know, on the bubble, if you will, as far as being part of the roster and the rotation, or not. And this it's a man's league, Tim. It
yep.
really is.
Yep. And you have to be able to get something out there, do something that's going to help your team win. You know, sometimes it's you know, I think players validate themselves on their scoring, and you know the Warriors do need scoring right now. But let's face it, they've given up 126 and 138
yeah.
in the first two games. Okay, if you get out there and get a stop, make sure your group gets a stop. That's going to go a long way to validating yourself as an NBA player, and that. That's something that can be fixed. I don't think this team is as bad defensively as it showed so far. And obviously getting Draymond Green back would help in all sorts of ways. Now, the other part about, to be fair to the Warriors, you have to say that, you know, they faced two of the better teams in the league on the road in their first two games. In a weird year to be on the road. So that has to be factored in. Everybody's going to do it. Everybody's going through it. Maybe the Warriors are going through it right now.
Yeah, we know better days are ahead, but Draymond, it will make a difference. Can he make that much of a difference? We'll wait and see on that as they, in a couple days, play Chicago, a Chicago team that has got some players. Zach LaVine, Lauri Markkanen, people that can put the ball in the basket, and even still Thaddeus Young and Satoransky with the new coach, Billy Donovan.
Right, exactly. A new era, new coach, new front office, and they're trying to get it going. You know, the Warriors... you know, look at Chicago and you know, that's it just shows how difficult it is to stay at the top. They had Michael Jordan and had that great run, Jim. And then the only time they really came back and had, you know, teams that maybe were a threat to win it all is with the Derrick Rose teams when he was young and starting in his career. So it's a difficult league, as you mentioned. It's a man's league and you've got to be ready. So the Warriors right now, just have to kind of take a deep breath and keep repeating to themselves that it's a long year. And they've got 70 games to get something going here.
Well, I hearken back to it's a trite statement, but it's so true. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. You've got to be mentally tough in this league. And right now, this is a mental challenge for every player on this roster.
I thought you were going to go Vince Lombardi on me there for a moment, but okay.
I'm just going to stop it at that. But you've got to be mentally tough to play
yeah,
in this league.
Absolutely.
You really do. And it tests you.
It tests you and it pushes you. And right now the Warriors are being tested. They're being pushed. And they've got to find a way to push back. Jim, have yourself a great rest of your Christmas day. And enjoyed it.
You as well, Tim. And it's always a pleasure. You're such a pro. I'm honored to work with you. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I well, wait until you see what I got you for Christmas, then you can tell me that.
That means nothing.
All right, GB.
And games against the Bulls and Pistons round out the four-game road trip. This is the Verizon Game Rewind.